Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's Pilot Briefing for the week of April 15th, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's Pilot Briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
The Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo celebrated its 50th anniversary last week, and by all accounts, it was a week full of big smiles, big celebrations, and another year of aviation excitement in Lakeland, Florida. Couple of highlights to note: Junkers Aircraft unveiled the A-50 Heritage, which is a modification of its A-50 Junior, with a 124-horsepower Werner Scarlett 7U radial engine. Also, Delta Hawk, builder of FAA-certified jet-fueled piston engines, announced a partnership with Piper Aircraft to develop a supplemental type certificate for the installation of the engine in the Piper PA-44 Seminole. That'll be available in new craft as well as a retrofit. Also during Sun and Fun, Daher announced it expects to deliver more Kodiaks and more TBMs in the coming year. Daher said it shipped the same number of aircraft, 75, in 2023 as it did in 2022. Supply chain issues, both internal and external, prevented the company from increasing its output. However, in 2024, the company expects to deliver more than 25 Kodiaks from its production facility in Sandpoint, Idaho, and more than 60 TBMs from its Tarbes, France production facility. Maybe you spent this weekend watching the Masters Golf Tournament on television, and as a pilot, you probably already know that golfing legend Arnold Palmer was a very active general aviation pilot. But did you know that he used some of his winnings from his very first Masters victory in 1958 to take flying lessons? Well, he did, in a Cessna 172 in his hometown airport in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. That airport is named after him now. After Palmer earned his private pilot certificate, he leased a Cessna Skylark, and that airplane is still flying today. Palmer earned a slew of ratings and certificates, and eventually he logged 18,000 hours flying his personal airplanes to golf tournaments around the country. One more eclipse story before we close out this episode. As you likely know, there was a full eclipse last week on April 8th, and pilots expressed an interest in flying to the path of totality. A lot of you did just that. At Union County Airport in central Ohio, smack in the path of totality, pilots camped out with their families to watch the spectacle. They agreed that it was worth the trip to see the eclipse, and many said it was one of the best ways to make memories with their families using general aviation. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org, and don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, "Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn."